Shyamala let him sweet his friends. We are continuing the previous year where we saw the difference between a Mitzri, an Edomi, and a Amoni, a Moavi. That's the problem with the Amoni and Moavi is that they already had a Tzadah Tov Shebehem because they were connected to the Jewish people, Avraham Avinu, and the Lot. And yet that didn't stop them from acting inappropriately. Okay, the Mueschom Alechem V'mayim, Safar Alechem Bilam, etc. As we discussed who did what, that's complicated. The bottom line is, you see, the Tzadah Tov didn't help, so converting is not going to help Mimela. Gam Dor Asiri Layovo B'Kal Hashem. Even the 10th generation can't marry into the congregation of Hashem. Because even their Tzadah Tov is pogrom. Whereas Mitzri and Adomi, they have a Tzadah Ra. But they're in the Tzadah Tov, they're Tov. So after three generations, after conversion, the Tov is going to be Mizgaber on the Ra. It's going to be completely overpower the Ra. And then they can marry in to the Jewish people. Those are the first three generations. They still have the leftover Ra. But afterwards, they're still Adomi Zechicha, who were Yaakov and Esav, were brothers. Mitzri, they gave us a place in their land. Uveze, anachum mamshichim ala, al pi devrei moreinu v'rabbeinu zatzal. Uveze, yesh letaretz, takushya shel tosvot b'yevamot. The whole sugya over here, we're dealing with this Ein Vav, Ein Zayin, and Maseches Yevamos. So in Tesis and Yevamos, and the Ein Zayin Amud Aleph, Ivar Maschot Ketanoi, the Gemara asks in the opinion that Darshan's Heter Nekevos, from what it says in the Pasuk, Amoini. What does it mean, Amoini? Loy Amoinis. So if that's why Nekevos Amutter came before the Shaila, then the question presents itself. Then why don't we say Mitzri below Mitzris? It's a great idea. A fantastic idea. Mitzri below Mitzris. But a Mitzri is now that are coming for three generations. But a Mitzri is and we don't darshan that. Why not? That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis answers the Kasha, Ein Sham, Ein Zayin, and see the Archaim HaKadosh over here, what he asks on Tosis. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. Tosis writes that the Alfusa is Amoni Umoavi. It says Amoni Umoavi. So since it says Amoni Umoavi, not Amon and Moav, it gives us the capacity, the right to darshan Amoni Veloy Amoinis Moavi Veloy Moavis. Since it says Avort Amoni and not Amon, so we can darshan Amoni Velo Amonis. Moavi velo Amoabite, and not a Moabitis, an Ammonite, and not an Ammonitis. So the Chayra, since the Isser Chasnas is only Chal Begehusam, the Isser Chasnas is only Chal, you're not allowed to marry these people when they're Gerim. That's when the Isser Chasnas starts. And of course, before and they're going, but after they convert, that's what the pasuk is talking about. Then there's an Isser Chasnas, a special Isser Chasnas. Even 10 Doris, then now they're coming to the Jewish people. Re'ein ze din al ha'uma, dahinu amoin. Sharei la'achar shen nitgayer, shuv eino be'uma zo, ve'ein din ha'isur el al ha'yachid. שישראל הוא, ומכל מקום, כיוון שעמוני הוא אסור, ואם כן, הרי נכון לכתוב האיסור על עמוני ולא על עמון. So it's not a din on the nation, an Amon, because after the person converts, he's no longer an Ammonite. Rather, the din Isser is on a Yachid, on this individual who's a Jew. And nevertheless, since this Jew was from the nation of Ammon, he's Aser. Therefore, it makes sense to write Amoni v'lo Ammon. The Yisur isn't on the nation of Ammon. It's talking about converts. Converts are already out. They're no longer a member of that nation. So it's not a din in the nation. It's a din in this individual. He's an Ammoni. And Memela, that's what the Pasuk should have written. So how can you darshan Ammoni v'lo Ammoni, it's Moavi v'lo Moavis, if the Pasuk, that was the only way the Pasuk could write it? Zakash, this is all Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda say Amoni v'lo Moavi, Amonis, Amoni v'lo Moavi Moavis, if that's the only way the Pasuk could say it? Chen Adavar Talui. So really, it depends. The Omnam Mitzri Adomi She Isuram Ubi Yisrael. Ba'od She Yisod HaYisur Noveh Mechamat Chelek Hara She'ino Sheach LiYisrael. Rei Chayil Behu HaYisur Al Davar She'ino Sheach Klal LeKodem Gerutam She'hayu Mitzrim ואדומים. אבל רק לאחר גירותם, דבר להם מצרי ואדום, שיהיו מצרים ואדום. אבל רק לאחר גירותם, דבר להם מצרי ואדומי. אבל המון מואב שיסוד ישראל מחמת חלק הטוב שקודם גירותם, שיהיה בשייכות ישראל, ובו ישנה סיבת האיסור, הרי איסור לא בשינוי לישראל דבר להם המוני ולא המון, אלא בתור חלק עצמו שישנו מקודם לכן, וישנו עכשיו, Taisu, Niflameot. Then we're talking about a Mitzri, and it really depends. When we're talking about a Mitzri and a Domi, that are forbidden to marry in for three generations, the foundation of this prohibition stems from the bad part of them that isn't shaykh to the Jewish people. So the Isser is chal on something that isn't shaykh. To what was before their geirus. Mitzrayim and Edom. Because as far as Mitzrayim goes, the nation of Mitzrayim is, and the nation of Edom is already Aser for other reasons, not because of this Isser. When is this Isser Chal? This Isser is Chal after they convert. So you know why they're not allowed to marry into the Jewish people? Because there's still some Mitzri left in there. There's still some Shirayim for three generations. And afterwards, they're a Mitzri and an Edomi, so they're now let in for three generations because some of the Ra is still left over. So when it comes to saying Mitzri and Edomi, that's the correct way of formulating it. Because we're answering them because they have the leftover Mitzri and the leftover Edomi. But Ammon and Moab, you know why Ammon and Moab is Aser? Ammon and Moab is Aser because the Chelek HaTov, Shekodem Gerusim, we talk about the Mitzri and the Adomi. So beforehand they're Usser because they're Goyim. And after the Geirus they're Usser because of the Chelek HaRash Abraham that was left over from before. So it's correct to call them a Mitzri and Adomi. Amun Moav, the Yisoda Isser, is because of their, what's good. Because of their good parts. Shei B'Shaychus Yisrael. Beforehand they had Shaychus Jewish people, Avram and Lot. That's where Ammon and Moav come from. Lot was shaykh to Avram. So the Yisod HaYisser there is because of the Chelek HaTov. You know why they're Aser? They're not Aser because of what was before. They're Aser because of what's, because they're not Aser because of now. They're Aser because of what was before. A Mitzri and an Edomi are Aser because of what's now. Before they were Asarat Mitzrayim and Edom. And now they're Asarat Mitzrayim and Edomi because of their own personal leftover Shirayim, bad Shirayim, from being a Mitzrayim and an Edomi. But Ammon and Moab, Yisrael Isser, isn't because of the Ra that was left over. Isn't because of the Rav now. Isn't because of the Rav now like a Mitzrayim and an Edomi. But rather it's because of the good that was left over from Ammon and Moab. That's why they're Asir. Because of the nation. The Shaykh to the Jewish people. And there's the Siba Se'isser. So the Isser is not that they, when they change to being a Jew, then it would be correct to say Ammoni and not Ammon. But no, their Isser is because of that Chelek that was extant before him. And it's still there. And we should have related, the Yisrael should relate to that, to Ammon. What does Ammon tell us? That they're also because of the good of Ammon, because of the nation of Ammon. Not because this person has Chalkei Hara. Again, the Mitzri and the Edomi were Asri because they still have, as an individual, they still have a Chalek Hara left over from before. So now, Alts Mitzri and Alts Edomi, not Alts before, was a different issue. But now, Alts Mitzri and Edomi, because they have Hara now, we're Asri them. When we talk about Ammon and Moab, Ammon and Moab is a completely different voice. The word of Ammon and Moab is that we're asering them because they're shayich, because of the tov of Ammon and the tov of Moab. The Isser didn't start after they convert. The Isser started before. Because of that chelek hatov of that nation, and now it just continues. And that's a tov pagum. That's a blemished good. So therefore the Pasuk should have said Ammon. Shouldn't have said Ammoni. Should have said Moab. It shouldn't have said Moavi. Because they're usher because of... Now they're usher because of what was before. It's still b'shaychus. So it wasn't because they changed. The Mitzri and the Edomi are usher now for three generations because of the change. Because now they have ran. They have to wait for the rat to go away. But Ammon and Moab, we're answering them because of the Tov that was before. So this is just a Hemshech of before. The nation of Ammon had Chelek HaTov, which was Pagum, and now that they converted, it's not going to help. Because they already had Shaychus to the Jewish people, and it didn't help them. They were still Ra. So since they had Shaychus to the Jewish people, and they were still Ra, so converting is not going to help. So we're answering them out the Ammon and Moab, the nation. It's a hemshech of before. By Mitzri, it's not a hemshech of, it's not a continuation of what was before. Before there was an Isser for a different reason, now there's an Isser for a different reason. Before there's an Isser for one reason, now there's an Isser for a different reason. But here, the Isser is the same Isser. Beforehand, they had a Chelek HaTov. Obviously, they were Goyim. But beforehand, we're answering them out the Chelek HaTov. And now we're still answering them out to the Chelek HaTov. So we should say Ammon and Moab, not Ammoni and Moavi. So that's why we don't dash in Mitzri below Mitzris. Because that's the correct way of saying it, correct way of formulating it. We dash in Ammoni below Moamonis because you shouldn't have said Ammoni, you should have said Ammon. Because like we said, they're Usher because of the nation of Ammon. This nation had a Tova Pagum. And the Isser isn't Bishinu the Yisrael. The Yisoda Isser is because of what was before. The Oyser Chelek Atzma that existed before. Whereas by Mitzri, and this is critical, the Chelek Hara that was before no longer exists. That's no longer shaykh to the Jewish people. That chelek hara. That they were asr before isn't shaykh to the Jewish people. So the isr is chal al dover sheno shaykh kal kodim kerusim. They were Mitzrayim and Edom. Only after their gerus, they're Mitzrayim and Edomim. The Yisr is because of something that isn't shaykh to b'chal to the Jewish people. They're Mitzrayim and Edomim. That's Mitzrayim and Edom. That's not shaykh to the Jewish people. Now it's something new. Now it's a Mitzrayim and Edomim. Now you have some leftover evil. Before, and you were a different nation. Now it's because of the individual. Whereas by Ammon and Moab, it's this nation. The nation was Usher before, and now, still as a member of that nation, you have a Tova, the Ovatova Pagul. So things stayed the same. By the Mitzrayim and Edomim, things changed. Before, and the Yisr was because of Mitzrayim and Edom. And now because of it's in the year of Mitzrayim and Edomim. Before it was the nation that was Usher because of the Ra. Now you're not Shaykh to the Ra anymore. You made a change, but there's just some leftovers, so you have to wait till the leftover goes away. But here there's a change. So maybe you could say Mitzrayim and Edomim, but by Ammon, it's the same as it was before. The Rasa before Al Tzamon. You know what I was saying Al Tzamon? Because the both the Rasa Al Tzachelik HaTov. Yesh le Faresh Bezet HaSugya V'yavamot Ayin Vav Ambet Ayin Sham Amar Le Avni Al Tanina Amoni V'lo Amonit Moavi V'lo Amovit El Amamzer El Meta Mamzer V'lo Mamzeret. Wait a second. Mitzri V'lo Mitzrit. So Avni says, we darshan Amoni V'lo Amonis. Mayavi, v'loy mayavis. So then the Gemara says, that's true, then why don't we also say, mamzer, v'loy mamzeres? V'loy darshan, amoni, v'loy amonis. Mor v'loy mayavis. You can also darshan, mamzer, v'loy mamzeres. We can darish in mitzri v'lo mitzris. So the Gemara says, Shaini Hach, it's different here. Avner responded with regard to the prohibition against Ammonites and Moabites in the farish time of the Krafa. The reason for the verse's prohibition is explicitly stated. Al-Dvar shelo kidn u'eschem b'lechem u'vamayim. Because the fact that they didn't greet you with bread and water on the road when you were leaving Egypt. Darko shalish lakadim, below darko shalish lakadim, because we are for men to greet travelers with bread and water, but not women. So then Doeg asks, Haylam lakadim ish lakras ish vish lakras isha. Okay, so still, the men should have greeted the men. And the women should have greeted the women. The Ammonite men should have greeted the men. Women should have greeted the women. So Ishtik, he was silent. So the Chorah is hard to understand. Since, from the fact that it says Ammoni, you can't be Medayek. Why can't you be Medayek from the fact that it says Ammoni? That not Ammonis. Because then we have Akasha from Mitzri. I asked him Akasha from Mitzri. Mitzri, do I guess? Mitzri, the little Mitzri is... What are you only asked for a Mitzri, not a Mitzri? It's for the third generation. So no. Here, there's a special reason. Because Darko shel Ish lekadim below Darko shel Isha. So why did Avner even start with Amoni v'lo Amonis? That's not the reason at all. The real reason is that we expect the men to greet them with bread and water, not the women. It's not because of Ammoni v'lo Ammonis. So why did Avner start there? So based on what we said, it's very good. The whole drasha of Ammoni v'lo Ammonis only has place if the Yesod HaIsser is because of a pagam in the good. And that's Shaykh even before their Geirus. And it should have said Amon, like we explained before. But there's a Pugam in the good of Amon. And this continues even after they convert, so it's not going to help for them to convert, and therefore they're now that enter the Jewish nation. Now that I marry in. So this only starts because lo kidmu. Therefore, it's not because of their rats, because of their tov. Their tov is pagum, and therefore they're pagum even after geirus. So it's true that it says al asher lo kidmu. And it's not the Arkashul Shilakali, and that's the Soda Hatter Shalom Kavis. But after you have that, once you have this Yisoid, that Lokidmu, it's not just the Alfusimi time of the Kra. It's actually written Amoni Velo Amonis. So really, they work together. They work in tandem, they work hand in hand. Ah, you see the Tov is Pagum. Once you see the Tov is Pagum, so I'm going to tell you that Amoni Velo Amonis. It's only going to be the men and not the women. Because only the tov of the men is pogum, not the tov of the women. And then that, the way it says, say there, but the women should agree to the women. So they have the same reason that they should also be aser. So it must be we don't darshan amoni v'lo amonis. Because sof, l'maisu, this is going to be chal after geretz for everybody. Because everybody has that tov ha-pagum, even women. And on that the Gemara is mitarets, and the pasuk will call kvud abas melech panima. So now we have the pasuk will call kvud abas melech panima. That the modesty of a woman is when she's inside. So since it's not a kasha now anymore, that the women shouldn't have greeted the women, the women should have greeted the women. So we can go back and we can learn Amoni v'lo Amonis. Again, we have a drasha, and it should have said Amon. Because the nation's being asur because they're Tovis Pogum. So while it's being a member of Amon, they're asur. That nation's Tovis, their Tovis Pogum, and therefore converting isn't going to help. Because they already had Shaychus to Israel before, and that was corrupt, so now it's going to, now that they have Shaychus to Yisrael, they convert, it's also going to be corrupt. So it should say Amon. Why did it say Amoni? Darshan Amoni velo Amonis. Ah, but the women's good was also corrupt. The answer is no. Kokvu de Bas Melech Panima. And therefore we don't expect them to have greeted the women. Their good wasn't pogrom. They weren't expected to go out. Modesty is staying inside. So we still have a velt to say, my rabbi say, and I am hoping that you're going to stay with me. And this is nifla b'yaseh. And please stay tuned, and we're going to see more niflos mitaras Hashem b'lina there. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.